Encouragement versus sympathy. Could a woman make that kind of difference? From my perspective, both ladies were as good as gold. It was clear that the first wife was an encourager. I can almost hear her say, when he felt knocked down or offended, "Get up, you can do it. It doesn't matter what they say. You're the man." The second wife was gentle, loving, tender, and sympathetic. She would have responded, "Sweetheart, you know I love you, and I am so sorry those awful people treated you so badly. Come over here and let me hold you. I just want you to be happy." It reminds me of how Ahab lay on his bed and put his face to the wall when he was upset because he could not have the vineyard he wanted. Jezebel was full of sympathy, too. This second wife meant well. She found comfort and fulfillment in comforting. She likely nursed her husband into infantile responses. They drew close together and shut out the world. He stopped being the man. It was an amazing example of the power a woman has to be the wrong kind of help to her husband. If you see your husband moving in the direction of taking offense or being suspicious of the motives of those around him, never be sympathetic and supportive of his hurts. Make your life's verse Philippians 4:8. And remember, 1 Peter 3 says we can even win our lost husbands with our chaste conversation. A chaste conversation has greater power with a man than does sympathy.